You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I want to talk about what happens next with Thomas Forrester and whether Ivy Forrester's return will coincide with his LA comeback. We're going to dive into this, but if you haven't, please click subscribe. So right now, Hope Logan is busy trying to salvage her line in the wake of Thomas's shocking and sudden departure from both her life and from the Hope for the Future fashion line in his role as lead designer. So Hope is busy trying to make lemonade out of lemons, and she promoted Zenday Forrester to be her new lead designer. But let's remember that the last time Zenday and Eric tried to save the line in Thomas's absence, it did not work out very well at all. If you recall, Steffi and Ridge, but I know Steffi was in this conversation, was about to cut the line because it was doing so poorly. That came after Ridge Forrester fired Thomas when he found out that his son faked the CPS call using Brooke Logan's voice. And even after that, you know, they rehired him once they were convinced he was truly sorry about what he had done, and he immediately turned the line back around. And that might be the situation that Thomas walks back into this time, because it seems with Luna, RJ, and Zenday all working together on Hope for the Future, it's a powder keg set to explode. You know, that little episode the night of Eric's party with the mints and the amnesia sex could actually ruin Hope for the Future's future if those three can't work together, and it seems so unlikely. Meanwhile, Thomas and his son Douglas Forrester are off in Paris enjoying time with each other and dealing with what they feel is Hope Logan kind of rejecting them both. Remember, little Douglas asked Hope why he and Thomas weren't enough for her, but they were enough for his biological mother, his real mother. That definitely seems to be Thomas Forrester's mindset as well, and it didn't help that Steffi Forrester took the opportunity to rip them apart from each other. As upset as Thomas was when Hope said no to his second proposal, I tend to agree with what Hope said to basically anybody that would listen, that if Steffi had just butted out and not gotten involved, then she and Thomas probably could have worked through their difficulties and come out on the other side okay, even if she wasn't ready to get engaged. So right now, we have Thomas in France, heartbroken, licking his wounds, and trying to move past what he sees is a relationship where he and Hope will never be on equal footing. He thinks she won't love him the way he loves her, and that's because Steffi flat out told him that Hope will never love you the way you deserve to be loved, the way you love her, and he seemed to believe everything Steffi said, packed his bags, and left town all in one day. It was crazy. Whirlwind. Meanwhile, we know Ivy Forrester is coming back to The Bold and the Beautiful, although we don't know how long that Ashley Brewer is sticking around. We only know right now it is for multiple episodes. And if you're a newer watcher, you may not know who Ivy is. So she's the daughter of Eric Forrester's brother, John Forrester, and she is, for the record, absolutely no blood relation to Steffi, to Thomas, or RJ. That's because Steffi, Thomas, and RJ are all, like Ridge, biological Maronis, and they are not biological Forresters. The reason I call attention to this is because at one point, Ivy was really into Thomas and had a major crush on him, but it never went further than flirting and kissing. They never did the deed. Like Hope and Steffi both, Ivy had crushes in the past on Wyatt and Liam Spencer, mostly on Liam, and she did have the hots for Thomas for a while. Ivy is a schemer, just like the other two ladies when it comes to getting the man they want. And at one point, Ivy convinced Liam to marry her so she could get a green card and stay in America. It was a green card marriage to him, but to her, it was the real deal. And that blew up in Liam's face because he was trying to reconcile with Steffi and went behind her back and married Ivy. It was a whole mess. It was a lot of fun. The rivalry was so intense between Steffi and Ivy that at one point, Steffi shoved her into an electrical panel downstairs at Forrester Creations and almost electrocuted her. But the bottom line is that Ivy is someone that in the past really, really liked Thomas. And now all of a sudden he's single single and he's heartbroken and far away from LA and far away from Hope Logan. And we don't know exactly where everybody's at. Ivy, by the way, is a jewelry designer. She worked under Quinn for a while. She really liked Quinn. They got along well. We don't know a lot yet about Ivy's return to Bold and the Beautiful. We don't know the start date. We don't know particulars, how many episodes, but we do know, of course, she has lived in several other places. She is Australian. And I just wonder if she's in Paris right now, coincidentally, where Douglas and Thomas have moved for the short term. And if Ivy is indeed in France working at Forrester Creations there, or hears that Thomas is there and she comes there, you know, she could be right in Thomas's orbit. Ivy is a schemer and Thomas is a schemer. You know, Thomas can be a schemer. I think there is a lot of potential for them to cook up a scheme together. However, I of course hope that Thomas is not backsliding into his past bad habits. That being said, no matter the motive, I just wonder if Ivy comes back to LA on Thomas Forrester's arm, looking like a rebound romance. Can you imagine the look on Hope's face if Thomas came back in May sweeps already involved with another woman or seeming to be involved with another woman? I will say that, you know, Steffi is no fan of Ivy, but I think she would rather have Thomas with their Australian cousin than with Hope. I'll say that. And it could be that Thomas uses Ivy to make Hope jealous and they're not really dating. I could see sort of a low-key scheme like that. Or Ivy could see this as her chance to get a guy that she really used to crush on. And maybe she's planning on them having a legitimate romance. Maybe even Thomas is planning that, and we'll see how it goes. I've said it before, and I'll say it here. I truly believe that Thomas and Hope are not over and done yet. I could totally see them getting married one day. And despite Dr. Finn, Medicine Man, pushing Hope to get back with Liam, I just don't see it happening. In the end, Liam is someone who hasn't loved Hope in the way she says she needs to be loved. And I think it was very interesting on that recent episode of Bold and the Beautiful when Liam told Steffi he's not the kind of man he would want either of his daughters dating. And he actually called himself a waffler. I mean, that's the kind of insight we've been wanting him to have for years. And he's finally getting a little glimpse of it. So I could see Hope considering Liam weighing a reunion just for a minute, but I just don't think she's drawn to him as strongly as she was drawn to Thomas. And Hope flat out said to Thomas, to Brooke, to others, that she's never felt the way about anyone else, the way she feels about Thomas, and no other man has ever made her feel like Thomas makes her feel. And I know Brooke Logan would hate to hear me use her word to describe it, but when somebody loves you that hard and you love them back that hard, sounds an awful lot like destiny, doesn't it? So I do see a few more speed bumps ahead in any big Thomas and Hope reunion we might get. And that could be the entire purpose of Ivy Forrester's return. However, I want to be crystal clear right here. There are no specific spoilers about what Ivy's return storyline will be. What I am saying is I could see it going this way. I could see it happening. I think it would be very interesting, but we will, you know, just have to see. Definitely let me know in the comments what you hope to see Ivy Forrester doing when she returns and whether you think her story might overlap with Thomas's. And be sure to click subscribe if you haven't and come back every single day because we talk Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week right here on the number one most followed soap opera spoilers channel on YouTube. And I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.